when you have a young guy like him and a smaller guy like him, technique the most important thing, or is finding the right guy to block sometimes the hardest?
Obviously, any rookie has a hard time finding the right guy. That's always the biggest challenge. But the thing is working the technique. And he's been working the technique each and every day when we work pass protection drills. He doesn't shy away from anything. He understands the importance of getting his hands inside. He works on that. He takes a tremendous amount of pride in that. One thing about DeAnthony, he wants to be great at everything he does. So he doesn't shy away from anything.
You covered this. I apologize. I was kind of late. Jamal's workload last year. Mm-hmm. Can he do that again this year?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, one thing about Jamal, Jamal's a prideful kid. You know, he's a prideful kid. He's a great kid. He's a competitive football player that has a desire to win at all costs. The thing is, obviously, do we want to overwork him? For me, yes, we do want to overwork him. You know, but obviously we got to be smart. So one thing, obviously the challenge is making sure us as a staff, Coach Doug, Coach Reed, and myself, making sure we're putting him in the right situations to be productive, but also maintain his productivity throughout the course of the season and hopefully late into the playoffs.
Can you describe the process of how you ended up on Coach Reed's staff? Like, how did he reach out to you, man? What happened there?
You know what? This is obviously it's a very, very long relationship. Obviously, me and Coach Reed, our paths have crossed for years. He's obviously a Southern California guy with me growing up a portion of my life in Southern Cal. We've known each other. You know, his claim of fame, he'll always bring back the fifth down incident, which he was on that coaching staff. I like to say we only had four downs. We spiked it on the fourth down. But, you know, I played for Coach Reed in Philly. Me, Doug Peterson, Al Harris. I mean, all these coaches. This is why our chemistry is so well. Coach Childress was a quarterback coach that first year. Coach Cully was our receiver coach. You know, Coach Brazier was a D-line coach. So this is a familiarity. This is a family atmosphere. So when the opportunity came about, Coach Reed reached out to me. He knew my situation, my predicament, and he gave me an opportunity. Who wouldn't cherish that opportunity to work for the Big Red Man?
Yeah, what was the situation? It was right after Colorado, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was right after 2 years of having a great deal of fun being a coordinator.
Right.
But obviously, we all are hired to be fired, you know. But I will say this. Sometimes without no bad luck, we wouldn't have any good luck in life, you know. And so it was unfortunate that I did get fired. But on top of that, I get an opportunity to restart my career and work with a tremendous staff.
Hey, I got to imagine that was a good experience for you, man. I mean, you go from being run back coordinator. I mean, once you've got that experience, that's something you've always got, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously, you always want an opportunity to do things that you strive for. But like I said, at the end of the day, it was a great experience. I've learned more football over the past year and a half from Coach Reed and Coach Peterson. You know, just sitting in meetings, absorbing information and taking notes than I have in my entire years of coaching.
Reed, always.
Thanks, guys.